Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and hi, everyone, from Chicago for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's just real delightful being back on the air again on CBS and talking to all of you wherever you are. And I presume that there are a great many millions of people in their automobile, and if they are, please drive carefully. For those of you who are housewives, remember most accidents happen around the house, so you be careful, and let's everybody chew Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Boy, I tell you, it's always a great treat. Well, after a day of relaxation out in the sun and the fresh air, I presume that all of us are ready to listen to some music. At least I am, so let's start. Here's one on ABC Paramount that features two youngsters by the name of Cindy and Lindy. Now, the Lindy in this group, a new boy singer, is comparatively new to the industry of show business, but Cindy started out when she was about 14 or 15 years of age as a single girl singer up in Boston, Mass. Now with a partner, it looks like she's right on the verge of having her first fine big hit. It's a good one called The Language of Love.
She didn't speak English.
She didn't speak Spanish.
But Mexican moonlight makes obstacles vanish.
Our eyes were saying, what our lips were dreaming of.
They spoke a language.
The language of love.
Our hearts were swaying, like stars that danced above.
It's so universal.
The language of love.
We met at the fiesta when the crowd gave us a shove. The tourist and the native who were meant to fall in love.
I started to apologize.
I guess that I did too.
But my Manhattan,
oh my Latin,
weren't coming through.
He didn't speak English.
He didn't speak Spanish.
But Mexican moonlight makes obstacles vanish.
Our eyes were saying,
what our lips were dreaming of.
But they spoke a language.
The language of love.
Our hearts were swaying,
like stars that danced above.
It's so universal.
The language of love.
Then hand in hand together we joined in the street parade.
Our hearts were beating faster than the music that was playing.
And suddenly our eager lips were begging for a kiss.
We made the move which goes to prove that ignorance is bliss.
Universal.
The language of love.
A real refreshing sound, isn't it? That's close harmony, Cindy and Lindy, called The Language of Love. A real refreshing sound? Let me tell you about a real refreshing taste. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and I'll tell you why it's always refreshing. Because it's a bouncy, lively flavor, just like the true flavor of the mint leaf. And if you want to enjoy that, if you want that mouth freshness, if you want to keep your teeth clean and attractive and aid your digestion, if you want to just be real nice and relaxed, then you enjoy the bouncy, good flavor of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Refreshing? Certainly is. It's refreshing, it's wholesome, it's delicious. It's Wrigley Spearmint. You enjoy it today. Miss K Starr is up on the turntable. Not actually, because while she's a diminutive, tiny little one, she's still a little bit too big to whirl around at 45, but the record does, and off the platter comes some pretty good sounds that Kay gets on this one that was a slow starter in the record charts and the marts, but now looks like Catherine is going to have herself a substantial hit. The little girl with laryngitis built right into the voice, here is Catherine Starr to sing My Heart Reminds Me.
I hear
sound of music, your favorite kind of music. And that reminds me, dear, of you. I see the summer roses, your favorite shade of roses. And that reminds me, too, of you, dear. If I could hear no music, if there could be no roses, no summer night to make me dream as I do, I still would not forget you. One thing would still be true. My heart reminds me I love no summer nights to make me dream as I do. I still would not forget you. One thing would still be true. My heart reminds
fine thing done by K-Star and called My Heart Reminds Me. I want to tell you about a pleasurable thing that we're going to have tomorrow for you. You probably know by now, and I certainly want to apologize to Nick Todd for always including the name of Pat Boone when I talk about Nick, but I suppose by way of introduction, it's not a bad way to do it. Nick Todd is the young brother, 1 year younger than Pat Boone, who has just launched his record career on the wings of a good song called Plaything for the label Dot. Tomorrow, Nick is going to be on our show. Real name, of course, Nick Boone, but took the title of Nick Todd because it's Dot spelled backwards with a D added, and because Randy Wood is always looking for a little extra publicity for the label and always looking for good boy singers, and so he's captured another one of the Boones, which means the entire family now is under the tutelage of Randy, everyone with the exception of Daniel, and they might dig him up one of these days and give him a recording contract. But on tomorrow, you're going to have your opportunity of hearing for the first time on this particular show. Every time we say we've got a first for you, somebody hogs it all and books them real fast, books somebody. But in this particular case, nobody can make this claim. This is the first time Nick Todd will be on 10:45 Chicago time on CBS on the Howard Miller Show. That's tomorrow, so you stand by. It'll be real interesting to find out the story of Nick Todd, a fine young boy who is just beginning what I know is going to be a long and fine record career. That's tomorrow. Now, for today, let me remind you again about Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. This is a swell product. If you haven't had the opportunity of trying it recently, I wish that you would. Not that it's any different than it was the last time you enjoyed it, because Wrigley Spearmint has always been good. It always has that lively, good, minty flavor that makes for pleasant, refreshing relaxation. And, of course, when you get Wrigley Spearmint, you're serving your own good, healthful purposes, because Wrigley Spearmint is healthful. Healthful and wholesome because it's good for your teeth. It keeps them clean and attractive. The chewing action does that. It keeps your breath always sweet. But the thing I like about it best is that Wrigley Spearmint relaxes. So today, if it's a busy day around the household, Mama, with the kids coming home for lunch, with the kids going out to play, or perhaps the baby setting up some sort of commotion in the house, why don't you, every so often, just sit back, unwind, relieve the tension, and enjoy Wrigley Spearmint, a delightful product that's always good. You order it by that name, though, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Frank Sinatra has recently completed the motion picture called The Joker is Wild. This is the life story of the famed nightclub comedian Joe E. Lewis, the Chicago-born and Chicago-discovered comic, who since now, of course, has gone on to great pastures in the world of show business. When it was decided to do the life story of Joe E. Lewis, they decided that perhaps Frank Sinatra should do it because Frank Sinatra bought up the picture rights. And while most of the reviewers have said that he doesn't come off too much like Joe E. Lewis, they do say that he comes off as the great performer Frank has always been. Here is one of these songs from that score, a good one that Frank sings called All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. All the way. Through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years. Come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us, only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way. For sure, I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
Frank Sinatra with All the Way, as we say once again from the score of The Joker's Wild, the life story of Joe E. Lewis performed by Frank Sinatra. That's our theme music, familiar, of course, because it identifies good lively flavor in Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. And it'll be identifying our show again tomorrow when our guest star will be Nick Todd from the label Dot. So you tune in tomorrow and listen to the story of a fine young performer. In the meantime, enjoy Wrigley's Spearmint. Now from Chicago, this is Howard Miller. Thank you for listening. Here's Joe Foss.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. This is the CBS Radio Network. WBBM Chicago. Remember, it's justice.